Okay, our learning today should be Bischus Arifu Shleim for Fal Shmuel Ben Friedel Miriam. So the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis says that if one brings the fire and one brings the wood, so then the one who brings the wood is Chayef. If one brings the wood and then one brings the fire, so the one who brings the fire is Chayef. But if, so whoever is coming second is going to be Chayef. If one comes and fans the fire, so then the fanner is going to be Chayef. If the wind fans the fire, so everyone is potter. So right, so lav saharuach kulan peturin. So the question is, aren't all cases of ish a case of lav saharuach? If so, how can you be potter in this case? So the Re says, the Re brings our first approach. The Re says that the case of the Mishnah must be where someone else is blowing as well, in addition to the wind. The lashon of kulan peturin implies that there are multiple people, one person who put it there and another doing the blowing. Therefore, one will be potter. The Re is assuming that there is no difference between the wind creating the Davar HaMazik and the wind moving the Davar HaMazik. The Toshos says that the Re was dochak to say this pshat. Why? The Re thinks it's a Ruach Mitzuyah. Toshos thinks the case of Lav Zahar Ruach can be a Ruach She'enu Mitzuyah. But how do we understand the Bray? So right, if he had enough Kalach, he would be Chayef. Otherwise, he would be Pater. If we are talking about a Ruach She'enu Mitzuyah, so the Gemara is talking about a case where the wind is either a Mitzuyah or in a Mitzuyah. So what does the Gemara ask? It's not the koach of the wind by itself, and it's not the person on his own. So why should he be chayiv? So there's no reason to think the wind will come. So basically, the wind that caused the damage is not currently present, so the person flows with the ruach mitzuyah, and then a ruach shein mitzuyah comes, so therefore he is going to be pater. The Ra'ah says that since ish is bari hazika, so then one is chayiv if it spreads beruach mitzuyah. So Rabbeinu Peretz says that if the ish is mechuser liboy, if there is a lack of fanning, it does not have a shame of ish. So Gemara on Daf Tesam Beis says that if you give the gachalas to a cherish, so you're only putter, and even if the cherish moves it, you're going to be putter. But this implies that if it would grow on its own or stay around, then I should be chayev, even though the liba of the cherish creates the fire. So to hear the ruach fanning the fire should make you chayev as well. Why are you putter if the wind fans the fire? So how does Rabbeinu Peretz reject this raya? So we said that if the movement of the cherish would start the fire, then I would be chayev. If the ruach mitzuyah is here currently, then yes, the cases are comparable, and one would be chayev here. But our case in the Mishnah is where the wind is not here currently. So if the wind might come later and then make it into a real fire, so then of course one is going to be potter. So how does Tosfos respond to Rabbeinu Peretz? So is the kalach of the cherish considered ba'olam? So is that the same as a ruach? So maybe it's not considered ba'olam, as he uses his bechira to move around. So therefore, maybe we can say that really the two are comparable, as neither are ba'olam. So therefore, Tosfos gives his answer. So what's the machlokas between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Peretz about? So how do we look at the cherish, right? By hamam and behemas chaver akamas chaver, we have a machlokas of whether one is chayev b'rishus harabim. So the Rashba said, you're chayev midin adam hamazik. Rav Chanan said, it was possible that you're chayev midin eish. So Tosfos thinks that one is chayev midin shein v'ragel. So why does the Rashba assume you're chayev because of eish? So it's like a ruach mitzuyah. This is the same machlokas by us. The Tosfos holds a lav bardas is not a natural idea. So here too, his actions will remove the baal. Rabbeinu Peretz holds it's like a natural act, unlike the Rashba. It doesn't require das, so it is a ruach mitzuyah. Rabbeinu Peretz says the Yerushalmi says this as well, that the Yerushalmi says that if it's a ruach mitzuyah, it's a ruach mitzuyah, as the wind is sometimes there and sometimes not there. So the Gemara on Das Samach Aleph on Samach Omed Aleph says that if one fans and the wind comes as well, so if there is enough force in your blowing, you are chayev. If not, you are potter. So why are you potter? Isn't this like a case of zohar b'shabbos, where the wind is helping you do the zohar and you are chayev? So the Gemara has four answers. So and then we're going to discuss two of them. So the four answers are as follows. So Abaye says the case is where one blows from one side and the wind blows from the other. Therefore, the wind isn't doing anything helpful, so you are potter. Rava says there was no ruach she'enu mitzuyah at the time when he started being malabe. Since he had no way of knowing it would come, he will be potter. Rav Zeira says the case is tzamra tzimuri, right? You blow on the fire the way you blow on your hands. So Rav Ashi says, by Shabbos there is a chiyav of four melachas machsheva, so you're chayav for Zora. By Nezikin, it is a case of grama ba'alma, and grama b'nezakin is potter. So let's talk about the first answer of Abaye. So again, Abaye says the case is where one blows from one side, and the wind blows from the other. Therefore, the wind isn't doing anything helpful, so you're potter. So Rashi says the liboy of the Malabit did not accomplish anything because the wind was pushing in the opposite direction. So therefore, he is potter. Tosos brings two explanations. Tosfos, in this first explanation, brings the Ri, who says that the Malabe is mitstarif with the Koach HaRuach, but the Ruach doesn't normally combine with the Koach HaMalabe. So therefore, since it is an unexpected outcome, so Malabe will be putter as he wasn't Poshea. So why does Tosfos not learn like Rashi? Because the Pshat of Rashi is that it's too simple. What would be the Chiddush of the Brisa? Tosfos in the second Deah says that if the case is where one... where each one on their own lights half, and then they combine and do damage, one will be potter, as it is not similar to the case of Zora. So why not? What's the difference? So when the Adam is Malabe, the Eish, he is preventing it from going out, because he preserved the fire. The Koach HaRuach can then be Megadel Hasai. Therefore, because both sides are preserving the fire, an Eish is created. But one is potter, because on his own, the Liboy was not enough to create Eish, but needed the other Liboy as well. So, going on to the fourth answer of the Gemara, which was Rav Ashi. Again, Rav Ashi said that by Shabbos there is a chiyuv for melachas machshava, so you're chayav for Zora. By Nezikin, it is a case of grama ba'alma. And grama ba'nezikin is pater. So Tosfos says that if the Ruach is helping by Zora, so it's a melachas machshava, and therefore you're going to be chayav. But doing a maisa of Zriah on its own without the Ruach, it's not called a maisa. So in our case, since the liboy of Ruach, is needed, so one will be pater, because it is grama. So shouldn't all cases of Eish be considered grama? They all need Ruach. So what's Pshat and Tosfos? So Pnei Yeshua says that by Eish, if one is Meniach as Hatakala, or if one is Molech HaEish, they will be Chayev for Eish. So the Baal HaEish placed down the Takala, and the Ruach did the Molech HaEish. So therefore, the Malab is considered grama, so he will be Pater. So Pnei Yeshua adds that if one puts down Eitzim, and the Ruach is Malab and Molech the fire, the one who put down the Eitzim is going to be Chayev. If one puts down Eitzim and then someone else is Malabe Chatsi and the Ruach is Malabe Chatsi, so everyone is going to be Pater. Further, if one puts down the Eitzim and the Miniach is Malabe Chatsi and the Ruach is Malabe Chatsi, so the Miniach is also Pater. Why? Because at the time of the Hanacha, there was no Maisa Hezek created. Then only was Malabe Chatsi, right? And there was only half of the fanning was done, so therefore you're not going to be Chayev because you're not creating that Maisa Hezek. So in the case, right, we know the Gemara brings up in Baba Kama, in the case where one throws a kli off a roof and they're posed on the ground, but then someone takes them away, so the borrower is Pater. So why? So Rabbah explains that at the time of the throw, so the kelim wouldn't have broken, right? Tosfos says that if you hold, Gram Mazikin is Pater Be'ish, so if two people bring Intim and bring fire, they'll both be Pater, right? But Tosfos thinks this is a Pella. So this is a big Chiddush. So Pnei Yeshua is saying Tosfos, right? Because Tosfos is talking about a Maisa of Eish. Yerucha Shmuel points out that there can't be a Maisa of Eish done by two people because a Maisa Havara is needed as opposed to Bor, which Shnei Shutfim can be Chayav together. Tosfos is talking about two people doing a Maisa Havara together, so neither is doing a Maisa Havara. The Pnei Yeshua is talking about a case where one is just doing a Chatzi Liboy. So what about the case of Rabbah, right? That first case that we spoke about, Zara Kli Meirosh Hagag, how you attack the Karma Kisses. So you have the pillows and the blankets on the ground. So in that case, we say you're a potter in the case of Rabbah because no Maisa Hezek was done, right? It's the same Yisod. Right? There was no Maisa Hezek done. So by Meniach Se'etzim, he started the process of the Maisa Hezek. So since no Maisa Hezek was done, therefore you're going to be potter. So now moving on to the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. So the Mishnah says that if one lights a field, and there are kelim inside the field, and they get burnt. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you are chayav for tamen ba'ish. For the kelim that are in the field, you're going to be chayav for tamen ba'ish. The Rabbanan hold one is pater. If one has a gedi kapos, the Rabbanan holds one is pater. Then the Mishnah brings the next set of cases where it says if one has a gedi kapos, which is tied up, the eved is samach is nearby, and both are burned. So one is chayav for the gedi. If the eved is kapos and the gedi is samach, you're pater for the gedi. Why? Because come labor the ramina, you're chayav misa for the eved, so you're pater for the gedi. The chacham agree in the case of lighting a fire and one's house burns down, you're chayav for tamim because it is assumed that one places their objects in their house. So we want to try to figure out, one of the things that we're going to figure out is what does the middle case have to do with tamim ba'ish, right? The case of gedi kapos and samach, what does that have to do with Taman, what does that have to do with Taman Ba'ish, right? So the Gemara in Samach Amar Aleph, so the Gemara asks, why do we teach Kama? So we say Kama is Begali, so anything that is Gali you're a Pater for. Rabbi Yehuda says, one is Chayav for Taman Ba'ish. If so, where does Rabbi Yehuda learn Pater for Gali? So we say from Oha Kama. So the Rabbanan use Oha Kama to learn Kol Ba'alei Koma. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda learns oh hakama to be mechalik. Rabbanan learns lechalik from oasada. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn anything from oasada. So that's the Gemara. So what does kol ba'al koma mean? Right. So why is there a havamina to say pater for o ba'al koma? So Rashi explains that the Rabbanan use o hakama to include kol ba'al koma, which includes ba'al chaim and ilonos. So why would you think ba'al chaim should be pater? As you say, because they could have run away, right? Therefore, we need oh hakama to teach us you are chayav because the animal doesn't have das, so it won't run away. So the Meiri says that oh hakama includes balei chayim hakfusim, right? Where specifically when they are tied up. If they are not tied up, one will be potter. So what's the havamina to say balei chayim befusim should be potter? So Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi that says that one would think that one is only chayav for things that are talish min hakarka and dumi legadish. But balei chayim that are not dumi legadish. So kamash b'lan, oh hakama teaches us that includes that case as well. So Toso says that you would think a dikapos should have the same din as tamun, but we have a gzeris hakasav of oh hakama to teach us that it is not the same. So why do we teach the middle case of the Mishnah that is speaking about tamun be'ish? So Rabbi Natam says that we need the case of gedi kapos chayev. Why? In the case where the gedi is tied, you're going to be chayev. Why? Because you would think gedi kapos is not normal, so the Rabbanan would exempt you in this case, just like in a case of tam ve'ish. So kamash malon, you'll be putter in a case of tam ve'ish, but not chayev in the case of gedi kapos. Therefore, the middle case of the Mishnah Samach Aleph, right, this our Mishnah, is there because you would think gedi kapos should have the same din as Talmud, but we have exerus because of O Hakama to teach us it is not the same. Shittu Mekubetzes brings the Ra'ah who says that even if the Gedi is Talmud from one angle, but not Talmud from a different angle, it is not considered Talmud, and one will be Chayah for it. So again, one of the things we learned in the Mishnah was this din of Kamei with the Ra'amine. So the Gemara in Chach Beis Amud Beis says that if one lights a Gadish and has a Gedi Kapos and Evet Samach, and both are burned, so one is Chayah for the Gedi. The evidence kapos and the gedi is samach. You're going to be putter for the gedi. Why? Because come lay with your avimine. So you are chayev misa for the evidence. You're going to be putter for the gedi. So if one holds isho mishum chitav, therefore one is chayev. If you hold isho mishum mamono, so why will you be putter? So if a shor kills someone's evidence, certainly one is chayev. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish says the case is mazik biyadayim because you light the body of the evidence, certainly chayev for misa. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So the Gedi belongs to one individual, and the Eved belongs to someone else. So we will still apply Kamlei with Yamine. So the Gemara assumes Esho Mishum Chitav is Mechayev Chiyav Misa. So Shita Mekubetzes brings the Ra'ah, who says that your one is only Chayev for Misa, for Mazik Begufo, Kocho, Esho Mishum Chitav, and Chitav Mamish, but not for Dina de Garmi. So therefore we're going to be Pater if the case is Mekarev HaAdam Eitel HaEish. The Ran in Sanhedrin says that even though Adam Mu'ad La'olam, that applies to Nezikin, but not by Rechitza. So therefore, to be chayiv misa, it needs to be bari hazeka and poel mamish, right? Where you have a maisa adam mamish. So therefore, it is esho mishum chitzav. So one should not be chayiv because there is no maisa adam mamish. So how does the Ran understand the Gemara chaf beiz on the beiz, which says that if you hold esho mishum chitzav, there is a chayiv misa, right? Because the Ran is clearly disagreeing with that. The Ran doesn't think that there would be a chayiv misa in the case of esho mishum chitzav. So the Rashba says that Kamlei B'Neram Minei is only Chal when the Misa and Mammon are Chal at the same time. So the Chi of Misa doesn't come for killing of the Eved, but because of Rodev. So the Gemara in Ksuvos and Daf Lamed Aleph from an Aleph says that if someone who steals a wallet on Shabbos and then does Hutsah, right, and then they carry, right, so you're Chayiv B'Tashlumin for stealing the wallet, right, isn't it Kamlei B'Neram Minei? You should be Chayiv for Skila for the Hutsah. So we say that you're a corner of the wallet before the Isra Skila kicks in, and therefore you're Chayiv for the stealing, and you're not chayiv skilus. So the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph brings the case of Rabbi Nechunya Hakana, who says that just like you are chayiv b'misa and pater mimamon, so you are chayiv b'skila and pater mimamon if they are chal b'vas achas. If they are chal one after the other, so come lay b'der aminei would not apply a chayiv for both. So therefore, the Rashba asks, the shrevas hagadish comes before the eved getting killed. So if so, one should be chayiv for the gadish. So why are you chayiv for the eved and not the gadish? How do we explain our case? So Rashba says, from the Shaz Havara, there's a chiyav misa for killing the rodev, right? Killing the eved with the fire. So the chiyav mamon is only coming later. So therefore, you're chayiv for the misa, not the mamon. So how is this killing with the ramine? Why is there no chiyav mamon? So the Achronim explain, Rav Chaim Ozer, Rav Shimon Shkop, they say, if one is chayiv misa because of the maisa havara, so that maisa can also be mechayiv a chiyav mamon, and therefore, in this case, one will not be chayiv a chiyav mamon.